Welcome to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in astrology radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. First, I want to thank our host at the BBS radio station for giving us our new upgraded spot on BBS station number 1 at 8 p.m. I hope this works out better for a lot of you. I want to welcome all of you to my show again. This is a live broadcast, and you are welcome to call in. I'm going to run through the aspects and the transits for this week, and they look quite interesting, so I hope that you have your pen and pencil ready. And so tonight we're going to be talking about some of these great transits that we are now in the midst of experiencing. As you know, we just experienced the new moon in Taurus, and we are, in fact, in a new moon cycle. Additionally, it's an interesting to note that this week in the skies, the new moon in Taurus was really the biggest, if not the only, aspect or transit of the week. I'm sure that many of you got to look out your windows and you saw the crescent moon along with the planet Mercury. It was quite a sight to behold. And so the astrological aspects were quite quiet, except for the new moon in perigee, which is as close as it can get to the planet Earth. So the moon in Taurus was really the major aspect of this week. So as we resume into the coming of the rest of this week, we're going to see the planet Mars is now moving out of the sign of Cancer, where it's been in and out of for the last 8 months. As I've mentioned before, the planet Mars is not aspected very well or happy in the sign of Cancer. It's in its detrimental fall because it is squaring to the placement, the natural placement of the planet Mars, meaning that most of the time, you will not be able to actively pursue what you would like to pursue in a very direct manner. As you know, the crab doesn't move directly on anything. The crab goes back and forth, moves side to side, okay? And also sometimes the planet, the sign of Cancer is also indicated by the sign of the turtle. Now, what does the turtle do? The turtle hides inside its shell. So none of these, and it doesn't move very fast either. Turtle moves very slow. It's renowned for moving very slow. So in the sign of Leo, we're going to get a whole different energy that we have not experienced for quite some time. All right? So tomorrow, Friday, Mars enters Leo, where it was last seen June 4th, 2006, about 2 years ago. We are now entering a time of significant change, and this summer will be a very potent and life-changing for many of us. So this whole May theme is going to extend through August. It's going to be very different. The energy is going to have a different feel for a lot of us, okay? So it's going to take us some time to acclimate ourselves to this different energy, to sort of change gears. Again, you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. I hope you can hear me well. They say if you can't hear me well, just to call in and complain. It's okay to do so. If you'd like to speak to me on the phone, feel free to just to interrupt us at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. All right. And so, again, getting back to the planet Mars, that we have entering the sign of Leo, this is going to be a new energetic change for us, and this summer is going to be very potent and life-changing for many of us. For a brief moment tomorrow, as Mars enters the sign of Leo, it will parallel Saturn in Virgo, and it will be in an immovable aspect to the planet Pluto in Capricorn. Note that Saturn and Pluto are working hand in hand concurrently, because Saturn rules the sign of Capricorn, where Pluto has now taken up residence. This is a shocking influence and portends to the potency of the Mars transit in Leo, a fire sign. Meaning, I'm going to explain a little bit about this. As the planet Mars enters the fire sign Leo, Jupiter, the planet of expansion, goes retrograde, slowing down the process of methodical growth and allowing the planet Mars in Leo to reign recklessly. Okay, so it's going to be reckless. It's ambition. It's, let the big dogs eat first. Mars in Leo is the sign of the lion, and the lion, he has two modes. He's either hunting and killing, or he's resting and sleeping. So I'm reminded of the phrase, let the big dogs eat first. So when Mars was in the sign of Cancer, Mars wasn't forthright and as active as it is now in the sign of Leo, as it's going to be. Mars in Leo devours, and Jupiter is backing away. So Jupiter rules laws, justice, religion, and now he's backing away. And it's almost as if the parents are sitting up, eating, drinking their cocktails, and allowing the children to play. Okay? Because remember, Leo rules the sign of children. And the energy produces is a summer fever, when the kids go crazy and the parents just sip their drinks. Okay? Now, it is true that Saturn is trine Pluto, and shouldn't that be good? Doesn't that make sense? We all know trine is good, right? Not always. Trine only suggests that in the end things will work out, okay? But a trine also suggests laziness at a time when we just let something happen and we don't particularly do anything about it, perhaps aren't active enough or just, you know, are going to let things happen and not provoke or not, you know, participate. As Mars is going to first, as it enters Leo, in conjuncts Pluto, it pushes and nudges its way past Pluto, sort of like thumbing its nose at Pluto and Capricorn as it walks off a cliff in a smart-alecky sort of way. And the outer planets just sit and watch. Mars in Leo is a fire sign, which is sometimes active and sometimes lazy. It takes risks in a way that shocks and fascinates us. And a flamboyant show of glory that mesmerizes audience like showbiz people. And the sun is moving into the sign of Taurus. It aspects the north and south nodes. Now, the sun is also ruled by Leo, okay, in the fifth house and ego. Now, the sun in Taurus is aspecting the north and south nodes, which sort of is preventing the sun from expanding. It's like a squeaky wheel that, you know, doesn't really get going. So it's not operating effectively. Once again, we have aspects that are fixed, where we cannot reason with somebody, and sometimes what it's going to feel like to us is that we can't reason with people and we just must let others do what they want to do. And because our words of caution and prudence are going to go unnoticed and unheard by reckless souls. Okay? The sun in Taurus aspecting the lunar nodes is going to produce a situation where the ego and the life force can't shine through. In essence, catatonic state or coma. Because the sun aspected by the north and south nodes is bound. It's a catatonic state or a coma. So look in your charts. Do you have your sun aspected by the north and south nodes? Is there a transiting planet aspecting them? This is a catatonic state. You can't do anything about this. All right? Again, you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show. This is a live broadcast. I want you to feel free to just call in. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494, 1-877-489-6350. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology on BBS station number 1. And we want to thank them for upping us on that station. That was very kind. Again, these aspects these week are just fascinating aspects since the month of May, began. Since we had the new moon and we had no aspects, and then Mars tomorrow moves into the sign of Leo. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Terry. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And I am happy about where you were so I could listen to you.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Give me your date of birth again.
March 6, 1963.
And how is everything going? Are you excited about these transits? How are you feeling under these transits?
I feel a little stressed, but I'm like trying to stay lighthearted about it and know that it's going to pass. You know what I mean?
You know, and when we find that we're having difficulties from the aspects in a material way, then we move to spiritual. We rely on our spiritual resources, don't we? We start praying more. We meditate. We figure out what's going on here, correct?
Right.
So
absolutely.
It sort of impels us or compels us to lean more on our spiritual resources. And I think that that's what we're moving in this planet right now. So how can I help you today?
Well, I was just kind of curious what you kind of see for me as far as, like, the month of May and June, relationship and financial-wise.
Relationship-wise?
Mm-hmm, and possibly finances if you have time.
Well, first of all, you know, what I was talking about with the North and South Node, you have your Mercury at 25 degrees Aquarius, and we've just recently got over having the North and South Node at 25 degrees. So it seems to me that the big lesson that you just learned was communicating in a more effective way instead of just blurting things out, thinking things through, and communicating better, correct?
Yeah, I would say that's a very exact way of putting it.
Yeah, so there would have been a life lesson, something very real, something very personal to you about how you communicate and how you listen to people. All right? And this would have spilled over into your job situation, how you deal with your coworkers, et cetera. All right?
Okay.
Now I'm feeling, of course, it's going to be a little bit of a money crunch. Perhaps you also experienced a little money crunch way back in September and October, okay? Because Saturn is now in a little bit of a difficult aspect to your Venus, which has a rulership over money and marriage, okay? So Venus, your Venus is aspected right now by Saturn. This is going to pass by the end of the month, all right? So you may not feel that you're getting anywhere with your financial situation or your marriage, because always love and money go hand in hand.
Okay.
All right? When you're feeling loved and you're happy, you know what? That just attracts money to you. All right?
Okay.
The good news here is that you're going to have your Mars return, okay, which is a 2-year cycle, because remember I said Mars hasn't been in the sign of Leo since June 2006. And your Mars is in Leo, so I feel that this is going to kick up your energy. So you could be feeling a little tired, a little nervous right now. And I feel within a couple of weeks, this is all going to pass, and you should be back on track. All right? Hello? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, we're losing each other, but I say thank you.
Okay, very good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't know if you can hear me.
Not too well.
Well, I say thank you to you, because I'm not, unless you want to keep talking, because
no,
I can hear you.
I've got so many transits here to talk about this evening. I really appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank
you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and just welcoming everybody to my live call-in radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And if you would like to speak to me tonight, you can call in on my live radio show at 888-228-4494, 1-877-489-6355. That is 1-888-228-4494 or 1-877-489-6350. We are in our new slot with the BBS radio station at 8 p.m. on station number 1. And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
This is Priya.
Hi, Priya. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm fine. And what is your date of birth?
October 1st, 1973, and I could give you the time as well, the time and place.
Let me see. Have I done have you gotten your free natal chart from my website?
I have, yes.
Okay, so I probably already have your chart. If you want to just give me the first couple letters of your last name, I'll look it up real quick.
Okay, C-H-I.
C-H-I, okay.
T-A-L-E.
Okay. What is it? C-H-I?
T-A-L-E, Chitale.
Okay. Nope, I don't have you here. You got your chart with me?
I'm sorry?
Did you get your free natal chart with me?
I thought I had, but
yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh, okay, that's probably. All right, so give me your date of birth again, Priya.
October 1st, 1973.
All right, and how can I help you today?
And now, do you need my time of birth as well, Terry?
Yeah, because I don't have time to do the whole chart right now, Priya.
Okay.
So, but I'm just as good with the infirmaris, believe me.
Okay, alrighty. So, well, my question is just related to some major stagnancy. I mean, it's like I left my job August 06, and things on the external front just have not been moving. It seems to me like internally I'm making progress, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know that my ascendant is Cancer, and so I don't know. It just seems like putting myself out there seems to be the hardest thing.
Okay. So if your ascendant is Cancer, then you have, of course, been plagued, Priya, by that Mars in Cancer, and Mars has been in Cancer for about 8 months, just back
mm-hmm.
and forth, back and forth. And
mm-hmm.
like I said before, Mars in Cancer doesn't move forward. Because
mm-hmm.
if we look at the movement of the crab, he moves side by side. He never approaches anything head on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So there would be a fear in approaching things head on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I feel perhaps you haven't felt you're moving forward. You also had your Neptune is being asked by Saturn. So what I feel there is that that's sort of like it can give financial difficulties. You're getting sort of a calling to be more spiritual. Your heart chakra is opening, your crown chakra is opening, and you're feeling things, and you don't know why you're feeling these things, okay? So you could be one of the people who is called for a higher level of spiritual growth. So you may feel doors are closing around you, and you are being kind of like channeled into something else right now.
Yes.
And so that's why you may be having your job problems. So that's going to be something very personal to you about, you know, about where you are being channeled into. But I think channeled into a more spiritual growth.
Because you know, from what little I know about astrology myself, Terry, it seems like I'm going to have the final and third head of the Saturn square Neptune sometime in July. But have I been under this influence, like, the whole entire 2 years, give and take?
Saturn was in Leo before, and just since about September, Saturn has been in the sign of Virgo. Okay,
yeah.
So that has been giving you definitely some problems. Now, not knowing your chart, I'd have to do your chart, you know, you probably have to call me for a consultation or something, and we can look at it more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, you know, you're definitely being called into a more spiritual aspect and a change of life. So you have to consider a career change right now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Just go to my website, get your free natal chart, call me for a consultation. We'll get to the root of it, all right?
Thanks, Terry. Bye.
Now, I just want to make an announcement because I am getting barraged by phone calls on my phone. Okay? If you want to speak to me on the radio show, please call 1-888-228-4494. Go to bbsradio.com. They have all the information on how to call me on. Please don't call me while I am doing my radio show. 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. If you want to speak to me on the radio, call in on that number. And I just want to take this time to welcome everybody to Terry Nazon Talk Astrology. And I am Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I just want to welcome you all to my live call-in radio show. And I know we have some fabulous aspects that we are going to be now encumbering on in the month of May. It's going to be spectacular. Get ready for the roller coaster ride, everybody. Mars is moving into the sign of Leo. It's going to change everything. It's going to change the landscape of everything. Where you didn't feel like moving forward before, you are going to be moving forward now. Oh, we have another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are
you? Are
you
excited?
Yes, I am.
Did you see that crescent moon?
I didn't.
Oh.
It was
unbelievable.
But
what
I know,
is it in your name?
My name's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. And what's your date of birth?
2/12/51.
Okay. Have you gotten your free natal chart from my website?
No, I have not.
Got to do it because I want you all studying astrology.
I want to.
It's a lifelong hobby, no pressure.
I know. I've been an amateur astrologer since my teens.
Oh, wonderful. So the bug is already bitten you.
Pardon?
The bug already bit.
Oh, yeah. I love astrology.
Exactly.
So you've got to have
your chart. Go to my site. Get your free chart. I'd be happy to send it to you.
I have my chart memorized.
Very good.
But I still have a lot of questions.
All right. And
it's on transits. I studied my natal chart a lot, but the transits, I hit and miss, and then I miss a big thing.
Yeah,
like
Uranus
going over my Venus.
Thing.
Hmm?
You know, when I first started, I studied astrology like you since I was a young girl, but I never would make a prediction for anybody until I could really make a prediction come true.
Yeah.
All right?
Right.
So I say that we all have to be very conscientious about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? When you go to make predictions, you have to make sure that you're really up on your game. All
mm-hmm.
right?
Definitely.
So how can I help you?
Well, I do know that I'm 0 degrees Aries rising.
Mm-hmm.
And I am 0 degrees Capricorn on my midheaven.
No. I'm not going to. My mind's not going to work like that tonight. Yeah, I'm going to do my readings from the ephemeris, which is sort of just like your solar chart.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then I would ask you maybe to look at my north node.
Why do you want me to look at your north node?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I think Uranus is running over it right now.
Uranus is not running over it.
It is.
Uranus is at 22 degrees.
Oh,
and your north
it.
Node is at 19 degrees.
It passed.
Your
it.
Problem is that the transiting north nodes are at 23 degrees, and your sun is at 22 degrees. All right, so you've got the north node just about sitting on top of your sun. And if you heard the first beginning of my show, I said that is like being in a catatonic state.
Is Neptune there too?
Neptune's at 24.
Right.
Okay, so that it was there. But your problem here right now, while you're feeling your life is just bound up or you're held back a little bit, the north node there is like a destiny timer. It's saying, hold on, wait a minute, stay right there, Jackie. Let me go get everybody else and put them in place.
Right.
All right, so it's almost like I said, do you feel like you're in a catatonic state?
I do. I feel like I'm, like everything has like built up.
Yes.
And now it's starting to release, but it hasn't released to its new state.
Yes, exactly. So what you have to wait for is you have to wait until the north and south nodes get past 22 degrees, which is probably be after the 22nd of May. Then that will let loose that pressure. But I try to tell people that, you know, the north and south nodes, you always have to look at them because whenever you're going through a bad time, oh boy, those north and south nodes can give it to you because that's destiny and fate, and none of us can get past that. And also, I want to say that your sun at 22 degrees Aquarius is opposing Pluto. You're quite the powerful little lady,
mm-hmm.
and so then you're going to also have to wait until the north and south nodes get past 18 degrees Leo, which is going to be then probably in the month of July-ish.
Right.
All right.
Because it's going over my natal Pluto.
Yes, and your natal Pluto is opposing your sun, so you're quite a powerful girl,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
You know? So this is just teaching you, okay, Jackie, it's time to learn how to use this abundance of powerful energy that universe has given you.
Yes.
All right?
It's a good thing.
So maybe if you haven't been directing that energy or using that energy the way universe would like you to use it, then the universe is going to teach you over the summer how to do that.
Well, I hope it's a good lesson. I feel pretty like I live in integrity and such, so.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you think you're the best person in the world or if mm-hmm. I think I'm St. Terry. We're all here, and we're all here to experience lessons. Some people mm-hmm. think that because I am an astrologer or I'm a psychic, that I am immune to or I should mm-hmm. know when lessons are coming straight at me.
So I'm kind
of
like looking down the barrel of a gun.
That goes way beyond, you know, like being spiritual. I'm here, you're here, the next person is here, and we're all here to learn the lessons. We're all subject to the planets.
Well, Terry, can I ask you, the North Node is traveling towards my Venus, Mars, and Jupiter in Pisces also?
Not this year.
Oh, really? It moves that slowly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very
much,
Terry.
And wonderful talking to you. Go to my website, www.terrynazan.com, and if you need more information, of course, I'm available to help you along, okay?
I'll definitely do that.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you,
darling, for calling. Wonderful to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazan, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my call-in radio show. And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazan, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show, and we are talking astrology tonight. And I hope you all realize that we have been upgraded to station number one on the BBS radio networks after our third show here, and we are so excited. And I wasn't realizing that there was a whole new set of phone numbers that we have to get used to. So if you want to speak to me tonight, I'm live on the radio, 877-876-5227. And for Canada callers or outside of the United States, 888-815-9756. I'm going to have to learn that. We're all going to have to learn this together. But we have some amazing astrological aspects this month as Mars moves into Leo, another fire sign. What is it going to bring to you? How is it going to change our life? And I believe we have another caller on the line. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra, hi. And what's your date of birth?
It's 5-16-67.
6-5. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said 5-16-67.
5-16-57?
Yep.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to find out what you see happening in regards to my career.
Your career?
I'm hoping that things will finally move forward. I do have the chart that you sent me, but I can't read your handwriting.
You got your prenatal chart on our website?
Yes, I did.
Oh, fabulous. What name is it under? Maybe I can look it up real quick.
It's under my first name, Sandra, and the last name is Weetal.
I cannot. Let me see. It's under the first name, Sandra. Did you put a last name in?
And the last name is spelled W-E-E-T-O-M.
W-E-E. No, I don't have it under your last name, so I think you just put it in under your first name, and I have only about 20 Sandras there. Let me see if I can find it. So you want to know about your career. What do you do right now, Sandra?
I work for a model agency.
A what?
I work for a model agency.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so let's take a look here. No, I can't find you. People don't realize that we process hundreds of prenatal charts per week.
I bet you do.
The volume of prenatal charts that we give out is simply amazing, all right? So we get an overwhelming response on our website. We get 9 million viewers on our website each and every month. People don't realize because I think I come across very approachable, I guess, which I am. So let's take a look here. I'm just going to look in the infirmaris, and if you'd like, you're free to go back to my website and get another free natal chart if you need, all right?
Okay.
So you are 5-16-57, correct?
1967.
67, I can't hear you.
1967.
67?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so you want to change careers, or do you want to have
like
a new career? What
would
you
like? I'd like to stay where I'm at, but I definitely would like to progress further.
Oh, you want to progress. Okay. Well, you're a Taurus, all right? And so, again, you know, while we have the North and South nodes in fixed signs of Aquarius and Leo, they are aspecting your Taurus sun. And as you can, you well know, because you're a Taurus, it has not been easy for Taurus or Taurus rising, correct?
Correct.
And Taurus and Taurus rising are probably used to a lot easier time. And I think for the last few years, the last 3 years, it's just been like pushing a boulder uphill. So for the time being, I think that you're going to have to wait until the fall to be able to progress, because it's just not happening right now, and it's not your fault. All right? It could be because of the economy, but I do feel 2009 will absolutely be your year when Uranus is in a beautiful sextile to your sun. You'll get everything you want, but 2008 is going to be a bit dicey. All right? Right now, as you are speaking to me, Saturn is in an aspect to your Mercury. All right, so it's making you feel, well, I'm not getting anywhere, nothing's really happening. And during those times, we have to try a little harder. We have to put forth a little bit more energy. The North and South node is also aspecting your natal Neptune, and that could make you feel a little disillusioned. All right, aspecting your Sun, it could give you problems with authority. All right, so you're not getting your kudos. You're not getting that pat on the back. All right. And yet you're trying to please people. And what happens when we try to please people and we don't get that pat on the back? We get bitter. We get mad. All right? So currently the planets are not aligned, all right, for you to get your kudos, to get your dues, to get your respect, okay? But this is going to pass. So I'm going to encourage you to just be a little more patient. And probably in the fall and in 2009, you will fly to the heights.
Okay.
All right?
Perfect.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology Live. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show tonight. And I apologize for giving out the wrong phone number since our big move to CBS Station 1. I didn't realize that we had different phone numbers to give out. If you want to speak to me, give us a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And we are here live on the radio station, and I just want to go over the aspects that we are going to be experiencing now after the new moon in Taurus, which was a super moon. That was the only aspect that we had. We had the new moon, and that was it. But it was a powerful new moon, so we didn't need any more. All right? We are still in a new moon cycle, and now we have the planet Mars moving out of the sign of Cancer, which is ruled by the moon, and we have it moving into the sign of Leo, okay, ruled by the sun. Immediately, as the planet Mars moves into the sign of Leo, what happens to the sun in Taurus? It lines up with the North and South node, leaving Mars to rule the roost. Mars forges ahead, bumps into the planet Pluto as if pushing aside an adult, okay? And it's going to be reckless, and it's going to be an energy that is somewhat uncontrollable. Because just like the lion eats when he wants something to eat. He roars big, but he's also lazy and he sleeps like a child. Okay, so we have Mars moving into the sign of Leo. It is a bit reckless. It's a bit bold. It's a bit brave. It's going to be a little bit different because, remember, we've had Mars in Cancer for 8 months. All right? You are listening to me, Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology. And give us a call here on the radio show. Our lines are open, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. And we are talking astrology. If you have a question for me tonight, just give us a call. Our lines are open. I know we had so many calls coming in. I had them coming in on my phone, and And I think we just kind of like got all excited, and we can feel the energy already of Mars moving into the sign of Leo. As the Mars moves into the sign of Leo, the planet Jupiter, which is expansion in the sign of Capricorn, goes retrograde. Like I said earlier, all of these Capricorn planets are now moving aside, and they're sitting back, and Mars is in the sign of a child. It's in the sign of Leo, so it's almost as if the adults are moving by and letting the child play. That's what we're going to experience now over the sign of in the month of May and June. Okay, so there's going to be a reckless abandon. But remember, if you have anything at 23 degrees fixed, okay, which is Taurus, Aquarius, Leo, if you have anything, or Scorpio, if you have anything at those fixed signs, you need to pay attention to that. And if you haven't gotten your free natal chart, I encourage you to go to my website at www.terrynazon.com. Get your free natal chart. I've given them away my entire career, 18, 20 years now. I've always given away the free natal chart. It's not like getting one online where you plug in your numbers and it spits one out. We make sure that it's correct. We interact with you. If you send it back to us, we look at it again. We check it out for you. We make sure it's correct. So I sit here day in, day out. We process all these charts all the time. And so go to the website, www.terrynazon.com. And once you get your free natal chart, if there's something you don't understand or a question about your future that you would like answered, just give me a call. I am available for consultations at 888-334-7785 if you would like to speak to me. But once a week, I do have my radio show, and this is your opportunity to speak to me live. Knowledge is for sharing, and I'm here to share my knowledge with you. Okay, and I want every one of you to have your free natal chart, and I want every one of you to study and learn a little bit about astrology. You'll be amazed year after year how much knowledge you'll accumulate if you just study a little bit by little bit. It is a lifelong hobby. And you are listening to me, Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology. We are on the BBS radio station networks. We have been upgraded to slot on station number one on the BBS radio networks at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Thursday. So you got to watch the website and watch bbsradio.com to see where we are, when we are, and whatever. We've got a lot of exciting changes happening at bbsradio.com also that they're very excited about. They have a television preview that they're going to be doing, and they're opening up radio stations all over the country. They're very exciting times. Again, if you would like to speak to me, we are live on the radio this evening at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. As I'm looking at these aspects this evening for the up-and-coming week, there's just such a contrast from what we've been through over the past 8 months. And I know that a lot of you are going to be feeling this energy. As a universal whole, we're going to be feeling this energy also. So I just wanted to mention that sometimes I know that people, when they're starting to study astrology, they'll be thinking that, oh, well, trines are fabulous and that's just good fortune and good luck. Maybe not. Trines can also produce an energy, an uncomfortable energy, and you are asked to step up to the plate and do something about it. You're asked to put forth a certain amount of action or activity. And so trines, while they do promise an outcome is going to be okay, the outcome of this situation is going to be okay, you're going to be all right, it's not necessarily true that they suggest that you don't do anything. Trines are ruled by the planet Venus, and so they suggest that sometimes there's a certain laziness or sluggishness involved. And we have Saturn trining Pluto right now. Saturn in Virgo, trining Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn. Sort of an interception because Saturn rules Capricorn, where Pluto is now transiting. Okay? So they do suggest that eventually things do work out in the end, but the more energy you put forth in a trine, oh my God, the better it's going to be. We have another caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who's this?
My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. And what's your date of birth?
Date of birth is 9-6 of 67.
67?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And have you gotten your prenatal chart from my website?
I certainly have.
Wonderful. What's the name? Is it under Patty or?
Under Patty.
Okay, let me see if I can get it. Patty, nope. Patty, let me see. Nope, I don't have you here.
You don't?
Oh, well. No, I got thousands of people here, and sometimes I think my computer program has a mind of its own about deleting people. But how can I help you today?
Well, I was just hoping you could tell me a little bit of what is going on.
Well, I can certainly try, can I? Being that I know, probably know more than anybody about what's going on, a little bit more than I think most of the population, right?
Right.
All right, so let's take a look. And you are 9-6 of 67, so you are a Virgo. And what planet, do you remember, what planet do we have transiting Virgo? Saturn?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so as Saturn is gearing up and heading straight towards your sun, okay,
right.
by the fall, by your next birthday, okay, this is a maturing process.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, it's interesting to note because we just had another gal call in earlier, and she also had a Pluto-Sun aspect. You also have a Pluto-Sun aspect, making you a very powerful girl,
right?
Now, when we're young, we can't really handle that Pluto energy, so it can lead us to temper tantrums. Were you a temper tantrum girl?
Yeah.
As we get older, though, we find that we are able to tap into a reservoir of very dedicated, focused energy. All right? Have you found that yet in you?
Yes.
That you can be very focused, and when you want to do something, you will work all night long to do it, correct?
Right.
All right. So you are going to be doing something in the future. This is what that Saturn transit suggests to me, is that you will be doing something in the fall where you are, like, almost possessed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you will be digging your teeth into it. Nothing's going to stop you. And you probably have already started that because you have so many planets in the sign of Virgo. It's right on your Venus right now, and that rules money. So I feel that you're going to be very, very ambitious. You're very rebellious right now. You want changes because Uranus is just about opposing your natal Uranus, and you are determined against all odds to really to just kind of make it happen, aren't you?
Right.
Okay? So the energy... while it might be a little heady for most people, you're used to it because you were born under those aspects. Do you understand? When you are born under those aspects, you are used to them. All right? So that shouldn't scare you that Saturn is coming to your sun and going through your Pluto and it's on your Venus because this is what you were born to do, darling.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not. There's nothing negative here. And universe is tapping you on the shoulder with Uranus opposing you. Uranus and saying, Patty, it's time.
Oh, God.
You know? So it looks like, you know, this is a pivotal time in your development and your growth. And you are definitely being called to do something, whether it's changing jobs, making more money, being more ambitious, being more focused. And you are definitely being called to this.
Right.
Okay? Nothing bad there at all, because like I said, you were born under this. You are now being called to do everything that you were born to do.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah?
I'll take it.
You understand? And then, of course, these messages are going to be very personal, and it's probably very personal to Patty, what I'm saying to her, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so there are no negative transits, really, you know, no negative transits. There's nothing there in the universe that is going to stomp on us and kill us and blah, 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 nothing. Because we all have that intrinsic set of planetary alignments that we are aligned to and how we operate, and we function very well under them, okay? And this is, you're one of the instances where this is happening.
Hmm.
All right?
so interesting. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you for calling in on my show.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And you, too, can get your free natal birth chart on my website, www.terrynazon.com. We give away free natal charts. You can get your daily horoscopes. You can get your weekly horoscopes. You can get your monthly horoscopes and your yearly horoscopes. And lots of you have access to lots of astrology articles that I write about the planets, the houses, et cetera. And I just want to welcome you this evening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I am Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and just welcome to my show. And it's going to take us a little time to get adjusted to our new slot here on BBS station number one, but we're going to do it, aren't we? And you can call in. Our lines are open, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. If you would like to speak to me about your chart and maybe what's coming up in the future for you, because now the month of May is the pivotal month, all right? And we have a lot of aspects. Like I said, to me, almost as I'm looking at the aspects right there with the North and South Node in Leo and Aquarius and blocking the Sun for about 2 to 3 weeks, all right? And Mars moving into the sign of Leo, it almost looks to me like the planets are moving aside and letting Mars take hold, take reign, be the most important planet. And we have another caller. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Veronica, calling from California.
Hi. And what's your date of birth?
2470.
2470, and how can I help you?
Just curious if you can kind of just tell me relationship-wise. I'm married to a Taurus.
Okay. Okay, how long have you been married?
7 years.
You got the 7-year itch?
I don't know. I did with the Virgo, though, I will tell you that.
What? You did with the Virgo?
It's been up and down since then, you know?
Oh, okay. So let's take a look. So you're an Aquarius, and he's a Taurus, right?
Yeah.
And so we
but
have...
But Virgo came into the picture.
Oh, so we have
sort of
two fixed signs, all right? And sometimes, you know, what can happen with two fixed signs is that that can be a heated energy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's when it comes to men and women, you know, there are no perfect combinations. When it comes to there always has to be a little friction in the relationship to make it hot, okay? So
mm-hmm.
Taurus and Aquarius, of course, provide that friction for it to be hot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes out of the bedroom, though, that hot, heated stuff that makes it a hot relationship can make you want to kill each other, all right? So
yeah.
No doubt there can be differences of opinion and immovable and nobody budging. And so that's what happened here. And then Saturn has been squaring your Neptune, which is the typical aspect for midlife crisis. So no doubt you fell. This was going on since about September 2007, and sometimes it produces like a falling in love, like you feel your feeling again, like you never felt before. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's uncontrollable, really.
Mm-hmm.
But as Saturn has gone direct right now, it is squaring still your Neptune, and so you're beginning to see what is illusion and what is reality, correct? And no doubt that's difficult for you, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, very hard. These Neptune transits are probably close to the Uranus transit. They're very hard, and they're very heartbreaking, all right? So my heart goes out to you with that. And I would say that, you know, if you are still married, chances are you're probably still going to stay married, but you're going to have to, like, rework your marriage because now Pluto has gone retrograde and it's going to be squaring up with your Pluto again, producing, again, these standoffs or blow-offs, okay? Anytime we have the planet Pluto involved, it's a blow-off. You know what I mean by a blow-off?
No.
You don't know what I mean by a blow-off?
Just
when somebody blows you off?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's when somebody blows you off. So it's either going to be you're blowing your husband off or he's blowing you off. Like,
great.
I don't care. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to work past those, okay? But, you know, when somebody shuts down and they just kind of blow you off and don't want anything to do with you, really, that shows you I think how much they do care. They're just trying to protect themselves, okay? So you do have a little bit of a road ahead, all right, about your marriage, because you're going to have to go through that Pluto transit and the North and South node, questions about whether or not you're going to stay married all through the fall.
Okay.
All right, so how do you feel about that? You think you'll stay married?
Oh, yeah, I think so. It's just that kind of, you know, that Virgo got me all confused, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
I know
no,
that.
I think, you know, reality kicks in, and it's like you got to do the right thing, you know? And
yeah. I know, they're heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
It's hard. It was hard because there was a bond there, but, you know.
But you know what?
I have to do the right thing.
Most people will destroy their lives.
Yeah.
They'll leave their family, they'll leave their husbands, they'll leave their wives in those Neptune transits. So hats off to you.
Thank you.
Hats off to you that you didn't do that, and now it's just the road to recovery, all right?
Yeah.
And you will do it. And most of the time, once you get through these transits, which will end at about the end of December, I feel you can rekindle that by your birthday of next year, probably rekindle your closeness with your husband, believe it or not.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to hear.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you, thank you. I really
welcome.
Enjoyed talking to you. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, the celebrity astrologer and psychic. And welcome, everyone, to my live call-in radio show, We Talk Astrology here. And again, we are now on BBS radio station number 1 at 8 p.m. I think it's going to work out a little bit better for everybody to be on at 8 p.m., it seems to be, and I know that we got a lot of calls in tonight. We are in for a fabulous week. I am so excited. I was a little hesitant about the moon, the new moon in Taurus, the super moon, and then nothing, barely any aspects. And now all of a sudden, Friday, tomorrow, Mars moves into the sign of Leo. Jupiter goes retrograde. What's in store for you? If you want to find out more, you know I do private consultations. Give me a call. 888-334-7785, and you can visit my website and get your free natal chart. Learn a little bit about astrology. It can only help you. It can't hurt you. The stars are right out there. There's nothing more organic and more natural than those stars out there. You just look ahead. And I don't know if anybody saw that beautiful crescent moon aligned in the skies this week. It was absolutely wonderful. It was a very rare thing to see. Crescent moon and Mercury was right there, and I heard that this was a very rare astrological phenomena event. Okay, so it was very beautiful, and it was your opportunity to commune with those planets. If you can see them, you can talk to them. Like my physicist friend says to me, there is an energy there that does have an effect on the human etheric field. We know just from that new moon in Taurus, that super moon, that moon in perigee, that moon cat came so close to the Earth, what an effect it had on the tides by the carnage that it caused in Burma. Okay, so we know that it affects tides. We know that these planets have an effect on us. Okay, and so this week we have Mars moving into the sign of Leo. We have been 8 months back and forth in the sign of Cancer. And now finally, Mars, a fire planet in a fire sign. So get ready to kick up your heels, to feel alive again, to get rejuvenated, to feel like a little kid again, all right? And perhaps even to fall in love again. But there's an interesting phenomena coming up with that Mars and Leo that maybe we'll get into a little bit next week. Mars and Leo is now going to get very close to the South Node. And right now we have the Sun is being aspected by the North and South Nodes, kind of putting the Sun in Taurus in a catatonic, almost helpless state while Mars goes through. And then it's going to energize the South Node. The sign of Leo and the Sun all have rulership over love and romance. And there's nothing that I love talking about more than love and romance and astrology. I've been pushed by my PR people to talk about mundane astrology and make predictions, but you know what? My real forte is predicting love and romance. That's where my heart is at. That's what I love talking about with my clients, love and romance, and we're going to see some extra special things come happening here. Now, with Mars in the sign that rules love and romance, I know I've piqued your interest, ladies, because we all want our soulmates, and it's going to be conjoining the South Node. What could that mean? What could that mean for you? Now, as Mars moves into the sign of Leo, if you want more information about how that transit's going to affect you, and if you are a fixed sign, Taurus, Aquarius, Leo, or Scorpio, and you have your sun or any planets at the later degrees, give me a call after the show or tomorrow or the next day, 888-334-7785. I'm happy to help you interpret your chart. I'm happy to tell you what's ahead for you in your future. I do make predictions. It's your only place to get names, dates, times, and places, which has been my logo for about 18 years. Get names, dates, times, and places. That's what I do best. And if you want to know what's in your future, we might have a few minutes, I don't know, to take one more call. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And this is Terry Nazon, and we are talking astrology every Thursday night. BBS Radio Network, station number 1 at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight. And so you can join us and you can talk astrology with us. And I love it when people know a little bit about astrology, know a lot about astrology, because it makes it more interesting for me, too, okay? I'm not at all put off by it. We can all learn together. Knowledge is for sharing. You can share knowledge with me. I can share knowledge with you. And then we can make astrology one of the greatest subjects in the world to study and to get involved with, because as we get into the month of August, you're going to see that there's going to be another New Age movement. There's going to be another opening for many, many souls who are being called to learn astrology, learn something in the metaphysical field, to tune into their psychic abilities, okay? So you might be feeling that now. If that you need to do something different with your life, and you might be opening up, you might be one of those souls who is opening up psychically and intuitively and having a new interest in astrology. Don't forget, you can get your free natal birth chart at www.terrynazon.com, and you can call me for a free reading, 888-334-7785, and we are going to be here on the BBS Radio Networks every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and I appreciate all of the callers who have called in, some new callers, some people I've spoken to before. We love you all, and, you know, I've been around for a long time as an astrologer, and I know that many of you are aware of me. So don't be afraid to dive into astrology. Don't be afraid to get your natal chart, to learn a little bit about astrology, and just do it. Don't be afraid of the numbers. Don't be afraid of the angles, and it will come to you almost like magic. There's a little-known theory that says once you see your chart, that it elevates your soul a little bit because it actually speaks to you. And that's the reason I've always sent it out to people for free, and I must have given away millions of charts, because once you see that chart, it actually speaks to you. It actually says something to you, and it elevates your soul consciousness a little bit. So I'm always happy to give away the free natal birth chart at my website, www.terrynazon.com. And I think that's probably about all the time we have this evening, and I certainly have enjoyed being with you this evening on Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Join us next week at BBS radio station number 1 at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you very much. Bye.